Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. A lot of articles about Kurt Warner this week as he reflected on what he saw with Jaden Daniels this season. I thought this was a good headline. Kurt Warner isn't sounding the alarm on Jaden Daniels, but he's watching closely. And I'll say this. The timing of this by Kurt Warner could not have been worse. He literally kicked a man while he was down. Come on, Kurt. You could do better than that. You should have done your film review 3 weeks ago. I'm sorry you just got around to Jaden Daniels, but that's how I feel about that. You kicked a man while he was down. And then I'll tell you my honest thoughts. I don't disagree with one thing that Kurt Warner actually said. I don't disagree with one thing. I think he was spot on. I think what I'm seeing from Jaden Daniels this season, unfortunately, is a guy that does not trust his offensive line, does not trust his reads, does not trust his wide receivers. I'm not sure he trusts his running backs. And he's going out there and trying to be Superman every single play. And when you look at what Kurt Warner was breaking down, I think the frustrating part for me is he's making mistakes that we were all getting on Caleb Williams for last year as a rookie, and now he's making them as a sophomore. And unfortunately, his play this year is falling into the category of sophomore slump. It just is, because he's underperformed for sure, and as a team, we've struggled, and you can blame a million people, the front office, the coaching staff, blah, 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 whatever, but the film doesn't lie, right? The tape is the tape. And when you watch Jaden Daniels, I think the play that was so frustrating for me that Kurt Warner broke down was the play in which there's one wide receiver to the right, two to the left. And he says, there's press coverage on the right, and you know you're running a five-yard out route. He says, I would never throw that pass. And it makes sense. I would never throw that pass in Madden, and I have no experience. But the guy's right on your he's on your wide receiver, and there's no separation in that route because it's just a quick five-yard out route. And we've seen Jaden Daniels go to that with Deebo Samuel this season a few times. And one time it worked, a few times it hasn't worked. And he's trying to have to basically make a perfect throw into a tiny window. Pre-snap, Kurt Warner saying, you got to know that you don't even look right. You go straight to progression number two and three on that snap there. And so I think those are the kind of things that's frustrating for me, because I think Jaden Daniels does know how to read the field before the snap. I think he does know how to do that, But he's not, for some reason, he's not trusting his reads. He's not trusting his progressions. And that's what we're seeing this season is the timing is off. The timing is just way off. And basically, he's looking one way when he should be looking the other way. And by the time he gets back to the left, it's too late. And part of that is when his offensive line isn't giving him the full protection. But that's what we're seeing from Jayden Daniels this year. It's absolutely true. There's no question about that. And he uses his speed to his ability, right? But we've seen him this year take off too much, I think. And so many times when you take off and run as the quarterback, all eyes are on you, all right? But that's not what the play design was. And I think he needs to go back to the basics a little bit here and try not to be Superman every single play. And so, for example, if they're doing a play-action rollout and the tight end is open, hit him, right? On the play, Jayden Daniels got hurt. Deebo Samuel's open, hit him, right? It was a guy in his face. He tried to make him miss, and he went down. And of course, you know, the injury happened there. But I think it's fair to criticize the way Jayden has played this season. I just think Kurt Warner missed the mark in terms of the timing. And that's why so many people got upset. But I don't think he was wrong. I don't think he was wrong. And I just don't think Jayden has been able to get into a rhythm this season because he's been in and out of the lineup. In, out, in, out. That's a big part of it. And then you consider the fact that, well, he didn't have his full weapons in training camp. I mean, that is absolutely true, right? We had 13 touchdowns from McLaurin this year. And so many of those were explosive play touchdowns. The offense just is not creating the explosive plays this year when it's not Jayden Daniels running the ball, right? And so I just think he is such a competitor, and he sees what we're all seeing. He sees a defense that's given up 30-plus points a game, and that's affecting some of his decisions. I really think so. So I think this month here will be important for him to watch, and hopefully the offense will look a little better so that he can come back in and command a successful offense. But he needs to play. He absolutely needs to play. Because the same people that are saying, don't play Jayden Daniels here, are the same people that said, don't play him in the preseason. He needed to play in the preseason. It's pretty clear about that. It's pretty clear he needed more reps in preseason. He needs to come back and play this season to be a better quarterback next season. Because next year has always been the big year to me, right? As much as I came on these airwaves and I said most important offseason in franchise history, that's Adam Epstein saying that. I'm not sure Adam Peters was saying that at all. This was just year two of him hoping he's going to be here for 20-plus years, right? But year three, that was when I came out when Adam Peters was hired and I said, I think he has a vision, a 2.5-year plan, right? And you had that first offseason and a half a year and Jayden Daniels and boom, all of a sudden they take off. But we're just a year and a half into this now, right? And so we need another offseason. We need another free agent class. We need another draft class to get the roster to the level that they can actually compete for a Super Bowl. And from what we've seen this season, I'm not even sure that we can fill all of these holes in one offseason because it feels like there's six positions that are open on defense, at least four on the offensive side of the ball. That's 10. And I kind of feel like we've gotten better at 6 or 7 positions each year over the last 2 years. But, man, this roster, it's not deep enough to deal with these injuries, and there's just not enough freaks, cyborgs, right? I mean, you just look around the league, and it feels like every team's got just a freaking monster. And maybe that was Jayden for us, but Bobby Wagner's not that. Frankie Louvu, I thought, was that last year. He has not been that guy this year. And so I think we need another draft class to come in here and really make a difference next season. But I need Jayden Daniels to come back when he's healthy. I'm probably eyeing the game in Minnesota to give him some snaps there, some reps, and then hopefully he plays the final four games in the division. And, you know, wins or losses won't matter then. And some people will want to tank. I just want to be competitive in those games because those are the games that are going to be the most important games the following season as well. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Let's go to line one. We've got Anton in D.C. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said, but Jaden Daniels is still a dog. I mean,
I'm still with him.
Like Doc said, he's a canine.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't have any receivers. Like, what you just said about the roster, you're definitely right on that. But he got to get some receivers, man. Like, he ain't have three of his receivers from last year. So,
yeah.
Once he gets receivers next year, Adam Peters going to have to do, I don't know, what he's going to have to do, some magic.
Well, look, I agree with you, he needs more receivers, but you just can't overlook the fact that he is missing open targets at times.
At times, yeah. I mean, that's fair. You know, he's still, you know, a young quarterback, but, I mean, Mahomes missed receivers at times. I mean,
oh, 100%.
Allen missed receivers at times. So, I mean, if you put Jaden Daniels with KC and put Mahomes with this roster, what do you think will happen? I mean, I'll let you answer that now.
I think we'd be closer than 6-3, and that's nothing against Jaden Daniels, but Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT. Look, every quarterback deserves criticism. All right, nobody's you know too good to get criticized here. But in terms of Jaden Daniels, this needs to be like the coaching staff giving him constructive criticism where he can take it and he can improve. I have not given up on him for 1 second. I had somebody tweet me, oh, they drafted the quarterback. No, get the F out of here with that. I won't your call if you're talking about Drake May or Caleb Williams or McCarthy or Penix. Get the heck out of here. We're hanging up on you if you're saying that. All right, so let me just make that clear. I'm still 1,000% in on Jaden, but I think we can dissect his play and talk about the mistakes he's made.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. But, you know, the defense next year has to be the priority, man. I mean, whatever else happens, they got to get some dogs on defense.
Yeah. And I think the defense will be the priority in the draft, and maybe the offense will be in free agency. I'd like to see somehow that we get more weapons here, and I'm not sure that we can do all of that in the draft. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. So we'll get into AWOD's picks around the NFL. Wanted to give some thoughts on the college football playoffs and the Commanders' keys to victory. But, you know, real quick here, I'd like to defend Dan Quinn for a second, because Dan Quinn was the coach that I wanted. I know there were other radio hosts on this station that wanted Ben Johnson. There might have been other guys, right? I think some people wanted the coach that ended up in Seattle. I wanted Dan Quinn. I wanted Dan Quinn. I thought he was the right guy for the job. I wanted him for his experience. I wanted him because I think he could get the defense going. I'm out here to defend Dan Quinn right now. There's a lot of people the past week have been calling for his job, all right? And here's why I believe Dan Quinn is still the right head coach for the job. Because I'm not throwing last season out because of how bad we are this season. And I'm not erasing the culture that he's built because this season has not gone our way. From Dan Quinn, I love what we get from him in terms of honesty. And to me, that means a lot, because Ron Rivera was never honest. And Ron Rivera was asked if he knew his team was eliminated, and he didn't. Like, Dan Quinn knows what's going on in that building. There's issues. He knows about them, and he's honest with us. And look, we could do a whole topic about should Jaden have been, should Jaden have not been in. I'll tell you my opinion, all right? The game was over. But I wanted him in selfishly so I had a reason to watch the damn game, because I'm so freaking tired of watching mediocre quarterback play. And having Jaden Daniels in there gave me a reason to stay up and watch a game that was over. That was over. So obviously, I'm telling you, I was glad that he was in there. And you can't be afraid of injuries. And Jaden needs to protect himself. And he probably shouldn't have run. And he probably shouldn't definitely have not a called a play that had any chance for him to run the ball. He should have just handed it off there. We should have been doing multiple handoffs, all right? But Dan Quinn did what a lot of coaches have not done here in Washington. He was honest, and he admitted his mistake, and he said he missed that one, and that he shouldn't have had Jaden Daniels out there. And I love that honesty from my head coach. And then I like the accountability. The defense has not been good enough. The defense needs to make a change. They're going to make a change. They've been trying to make changes. They've been experimenting with things. If you think they haven't made changes on defense, you're not watching. There have been different guys in different spots on the field over the last 3 weeks. They're trying, all right? They're making changes. Joe Witt Jr. will go to the sidelines. We had coaches that stood up for every single defensive coordinator or offense coordinator they had for years and never made a change. Never made a change. Until it was them or their coordinator. Dan Quinn's getting in front of this to try to make a change. I still think he's a great leader. He fires me up. I'll be honest with you. I am totally okay with playing every press conference on my radio show. I want to hear myself talk. But Dan Quinn fires me up. I like listening to his press conferences. I cannot say the same thing about Ron Rivera, about Jay Gruden, about Mike Shanahan. I like listening to him. I think he does understand what's going on in that building. And I think he has answers to the questions. They may not have been able to execute them. I was fired up by the way we came out swinging against Kansas City, right? To me, that was the players responding to their coach. That's what that was. 7-7 at the half against the Super Bowl champions. And obviously there was a million missed opportunities, and that's why we lost that game. But whatever Dan Quinn did to fire them up before the game, that's why he's the right coach for the job. In Arrowhead against the Chiefs, coming off of the best game of their season so far, and you got into their head, and you messed with them, and you played with speed and energy, and you had the Chiefs kind of in a terrible spot. And we probably should have won that game, all right? And I think he has great experiences from his time in Seattle with Pete Carroll, who I also love as a head coach. And I think he learned a lot from his experience in Atlanta. Losing the Super Bowl is going to always stick with him. And he learned from his time in Dallas. Dan Quinn's still the right guy for the job here. And if we don't see a change on the defensive side of the ball before the end of this season, Dan Quinn's going to have to take control of play calling duties next season. But he's going to see if Joe Witt Jr. will make a change in the sideline. I love the captains that he's doing every week. I think that's a great leadership technique by your head coach. This week, one of the three guys, Chris Rodriguez, expect him to run the rock over and over and over again. I would say he gets at least 16 to 20 touches Sunday against the Detroit Lions. There's just so many things about Dan Quinn that I appreciate, and I'm not, because of one bad season, even when we're only 9 games into it, thinking about firing him, thinking about giving up on him. I still believe in Dan Quinn. I also think the players really appreciate him. And I think he's a good man. I really do. I thought it was really cool. They talked about the Make-A-Wish Foundation kid that came to the building and how everybody was super excited to meet him. And I think Dan Quinn's a great leader. And I don't think he's the problem right now. And I think he will be part of the solution moving forward into the end of this year and next year. So that's my opinion. I'm going to defend Dan Quinn. I'm going to keep defending Dan Quinn because I don't think he's the reason. And I think there's a million reasons, and the injuries have just derailed everything, and you can't blame that on anything coaching, right? But it's been a disappointing season, and the expectations have not been met. But the goal for the second half of the season should be to get some momentum towards next season, to stop having the mental mistakes, penalties, and miscues, improve on the offensive line, make some adjustments defensively that you can at least give up less points per game, and we'll see what we can do next season with a fully healthy roster once again. But, like, for everyone that wants to fire Dan Quinn, like, think about the production that's missing. McLaurin caught 13 touchdowns. Eckler had been pretty much a first down every time he touched the ball last year. Austin Eckler has been missing since week 2. That's huge. That's not being talked about enough, how much of a difference maker Austin Eckler was last season. So I'm going to keep defending Dan Quinn, and if you want to come at him, that's fine. That's fine with me. We all want to see this team have success. I think coaching continuity is very important in the NFL. I'm hoping Cliff Kingsbury will stick around. I kind of wonder who would really give him a head coaching shot after you've seen his offense just completely evaporate this season. But I think coaching continuity is very important, and I'm supporting Dan Quinn through these hard times. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on The Fan. This is the Power Hour, the final hour of A-Wide Radio here on a Saturday on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and in Richmond, 910 AM. Always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We want to go to the phone lines. Give me a lot of energy and passion. Try to make your point and keep it moving so we can get to a few of the people that we have on the line here. Let's go straight to Kevin in Arlington. What's up, Kevin? How are you?
Hey, Adam. How are you? Man, I was with you all the way up until the coordinator talk. I'm with you on Quinn. And people need to remember, Peters picked Quinn. They're a package deal. They've done very well together to this point. But this is mid-course correction time when we get to the offseason. We do not have a defense right now that can counter a Shanahan West Coast offense. That's been proven, okay? Witt's got to go, and we need a new D coordinator. And there's a real possibility Kingsbury gets a job in college, a head coaching job, okay? We need to think about the coordinators. We need to think about tried and true approaches to marry up with this team as we keep building it. And you're right. It's not a one-year offseason. We got two. Two off seasons. We're going to compete for the Super Bowl in 27. But that's what it's got to take. We need coaching changes. Nobody can tell me otherwise. We don't need to change Quinn. And we don't need to change Izzo. They're terrific.
So let me ask you this. So if the defense improves over the final, you know, 6, 7, 8 games of the season here with Joe Witt on the sidelines, would that change your mind at all?
If they stuff a West Coast offense, Shanahan-style offense, because right now they can't do it. We have 2 years of data. I have to see that.
Okay, and if Cliff Kingsbury leaves to take the head coaching job at LSU and Mike McDaniel gets fired from the Dolphins, would you like him to be
the
next OC?
Bring him home, baby. Bring him home.
Good call, Kevin. Hope you have a good weekend in Arlington. I missed that place. All right, let's go to Steve in Columbia. What's up, Steve? You're on The Fan.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Look, I'm going to go with, and I'm not saying fire him because it's only his first year, but I think Adam Peters made a couple mistakes. The first mistake he made was the negotiations with Terry, considering Terry was a team captain, and he was the best receiver that this team had and best playmaker. That was drawn out way too long, set a bad precedent. Also, where he faulted was he relied on veterans too long. You only need it when guys reach a certain age, their productivity goes down. Zach Ertz's productivity definitely went down. Bobby Wagner was going to be slower. And so I think he should have focused more on bringing in people to actually replace them. Ben Sinnott, I'm not going to say he's not the answer, but for whatever reason, they're not giving him an opportunity. And with the linebacking situation, they should have drafted linebackers earlier.
Yeah.
I think he also got cute moving Coleman. I mean, yeah, moving Coleman. Coleman did all right as a left tackle last year. I get getting Tunsil, but I would have got a pass rusher, man. In this league, you need pass rushers.
Yeah.
And also, I think he screwed up, or the coaching screwed up. Why Chris Rodriguez is not getting 15 to 20 carries a game day one, regardless of where Bill what Bill represented. Rodriguez has proven he can handle it.
I think that's what I think you just said it though. They were excited about Bill, but you're right, Rodriguez is way better. But let me go back to McLaurin here, because like McLaurin this year, 21 targets, 13 catches, 203 yards in four games and one touchdown. That's an average of 50 yards and an average of one quarter of a touchdown in four games, right? So, like, what did you want them to do here? Did you want them to pay him more? Did you want them to trade him?
No. Let's be real. He was the best receiver that this team had, hands down. It's showing you right now. He stretches the field. We had no one else that can do that. I don't care if Noah Brown was available. He's injury prone. He should have never been on the team, number one.
So what are you saying, though? So, but like, what would you have done differently with McLaurin this offseason?
If you knew that there was a certain number that you weren't going to pay for the guy, then you should have just resolved it then.
Yeah.
Don't let it.
Well, they probably should have traded him. That's what we're looking back at it now, is they probably should have traded him, because this season's been a wash, and now he's getting all that money, and we're not going to ever get the same production again from him, because now he's injury prone, and now he's above 30. What should they have done?
He's not injury prone. I think because he missed all that time, I think he's resulted in those soft injury tissues, you know, the soft muscle tissues that he has. But even with him gone, you had no one here to replace him. Nobody. You weren't even thinking about that. And like I said, on defense, it's no way in the hell you could have not gotten a pass rusher in that college draft. It makes no sense to me. I don't know what they were thinking.
Well, I think what happened was, the way it played out, the guy they wanted went two picks ahead of them in the first round, and the same thing in the second round.
Come on, man. They could have found somebody. Seriously, based on what the production we've seen with the guys that they have now, it's ridiculous, man. You can't leave pro quarterbacks just standing in the pocket, man. They'll tear you up. And I think we're seeing that. And Joe Witt's got to go. We've seen enough of this, man. When they were in Dallas with Quinn, they couldn't stop the run then. They were good in the secondary, but they couldn't stop the run. I just think he needs to go.
See, my thing is I just don't think the players are executing. Like that, I think our corners are scared to hit. I think our linebackers are too slow, because we're stopping the run up the middle, but we cannot get close to stopping it on the outside. I don't think that's play calling. Because like you said, it was a big issue last year. I don't think it's on the coaching staff. I don't know that we have the guys.
Okay. Well, let me just add one more thing. One guy who played last year in the secondary and did well, I think they made a mistake in putting Santa still on the inside. He should have remained outside, and Noah I played well last year. He can't even get on the field this year. What happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a young guy.
I want to see Noah I play. I get what you're saying. I think the plan was for Mikey to always be an inside guy when they drafted him, and even though he moved outside, that's why they put him back inside, because that's where they see him long-term. Like, do you look at Mikey Sanders-Still and say, long-term, he can guard A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson? I like him. I say no,
but he seemed to have been doing better at that last year than what he's doing this year in the slot.
Right.
But
if you're thinking for the future here, where does Mikey Sanders still need to be?
I guess. I don't know, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Based on what I'm seeing. So next year we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Good call. Appreciate you chiming in.
Right.
Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. Mitch, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Morning. Morning.
Morning, Mitch.
Season's over. They definitely. I love to see more Rodriguez. I agree with that guy. He should be a number one running back.
Yeah.
They definitely have to get a wide receiver. Fair. It's going to want a guy like from Arizona State. I believe his name is Tyson. And also the two wide receivers from USC. Fight on. Last night was a great victory. Mykael Lemon and Jacoby Lane. Keep those names available. One more thing. Why can't we have traded for that defensive end from Cincinnati? He's walking. Hendrickson, right?
Yeah,
that was a big mistake not going for him.
I think we couldn't find a partner. I think that's what happened. Mitch, I appreciate it, and yeah, I do think the season's over, unfortunately. But there's a lot I'd like to see in the second half of the season, and it starts Sunday by putting up a fight against the Detroit Lions. That would make me feel pretty good. Just putting up a fight, being in this game. Give me a reason to watch the second half. Give me a reason to watch the fourth quarter. All right, appreciate everybody chiming in. We got one more segment here on AWOD Radio. I want to give out the keys to victory, pathway to success, which does look bleak, and then I'll give you my thoughts on the CFP that was released on Tuesday. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You can always get the show on the road with the Odyssey app. Take it with you anywhere you go. Download it today, AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. I rewind here, the Sports Junkies, from 6 to 10. I'm AWOD here on The Fan. Steve Zabin is coming up next. Make sure you stay locked here to 106.7 The Fan. So let's get to the Commanders' keys to victory and pathway to success. It's becoming more and more difficult to do this segment every week as it feels like the opponents get harder and the team gets more and more injured. Jaden Daniels out. Marcus Mariota will start at quarterback. And the first key to victory for Washington to win at home against the Detroit Lions. And let me just say, Detroit has been licking their chops waiting for this matchup for an entire season. They are still pissed that we went into their building and broke their hearts and ended their season. So I think they're going to have extra juice in this one. We're not winning this game without a Detroit mistake. I think that's a fact right there. We have to win the turnover battle. Absolutely, that is your first key to victory. Your second key to victory in this one against a high-potent offense in the Detroit Lions is for Washington, they need a red zone success story. Meaning, Washington's best chance to win this game is 3-for-3 in the red zone with 100% touchdown success, right? 21 points. We need to make the most of every opportunity that we get anywhere near the goal line. We need Washington to be perfect in the red zone. That is the second key to victory. And the third key would be to do what we did to Jared Goff in the division championship game. Move him off his spot. Make him bleed, right? Luvu smashed him after one of the picks. We got to have more sacks on Jared Goff than Marcus Mariota takes. Just keep sending pressure. Somehow we got to get home with that pressure. I do think that Jacob Martin's looked better. Maybe Von Miller can get back there. I want Johnny Newton to play a lot. But those are the three keys, is win the turnover battle, perfect in the red zone, and more sacks on Jared Goff than Marcus Mariota takes. Pathway to success, score in the first quarter. I'm going to keep saying that until it happens. Score in the first quarter. Take an early lead. Give your defense a lead to play with. I think it would open up the playbook for Cliff Kingsbury. We'll get that rushing attack that everyone's been asking for. I think if they could score first, we'll get Chris Rodriguez over and over again. And Mariota needs to be able to make an explosive play downfield with his arm. He needs to find a receiver for like a 30-yard pass to get the teams to back off of the line of scrimmage. They're press coveraging us. They're putting extra guys in the box, and the throws sideways are doing nothing. Nothing. Joe Witt Jr. moving to the sidelines needs to be a difference maker. He needs to bring the energy to fire up the defense, and they simply need to tackle well to have any chance in this game on Sunday. All right, I told you I'd close out the show by giving you my take on the first initial college football playoffs, playoff rankings, and the 12 teams that were first put into the bracket. So my initial reaction is the ACC is getting screwed. The ACC just is getting screwed. They have five, not like two, all right? It's not like it's just Clemson or just Miami. They have five teams in the top 25. Five teams in the top 25, and yet no teams in the top 12. The only reason Virginia's included is because right now the ACC's guaranteed a bid. I'm not sure that's going to happen next season. They're treating the ACC like it's a G5 conference now. It's unbelievable. And I hate the take that, oh, well, it's because the brand names aren't good, because Clemson isn't good, because Florida State and Miami aren't as good. But the biggest brand outside of Ohio State in the Big Ten is Penn State, and they're awful. So why does the Big Ten get all those teams in? What has Oregon done this season? Does Oregon have one good win on the year? All right, I get it. That's a brand. And Oregon is awesome offensively when they beat Montana State and Oklahoma State and Oregon State. They lost to Indiana. Indiana in football, right? I get it. Kurt Cignetti's taking that program to new heights, and they've got a Heisman candidate in Fernando Mendoza. Why does the Big Ten deserve to get three or four teams in? But the ACC has zero in the top 12, and Virginia's put in because they assume that they're going to win it. But if you're a Virginia fan, you're absolutely pissed off because they left you zero margin for error. You have to finish the season 11-1, go to Charlotte, and win the damn ACC title game. And I was told, if you make it into the CFP, it's $60 million for your program. It's life-changing for your athletic director. It's life-changing for your program to get in. And so I hate the bias against the ACC right now. And it started, 3 years ago when Florida State's quarterback, chopped up his leg, and then undefeated, they still left them out. It was at that point when the committee basically said, we have zero respect for the ACC. And it's continued. So Ohio State and Indiana are undefeated, and they're 1-2. Texas A&M, Alabama, and Georgia are 3-4-5 in the SEC. And the way this is setting up is for the ACC to fall, the Big 12 to have one team in, and the SEC to get five teams in, the Big 10 to get four teams in, Notre Dame to get in, a G5 team, and that's it. And that's going to be your 12-team college football playoffs. The thing is I respect the SEC. It means more, and I absolutely think those teams are as good as advertised. Georgia, Alabama, Texas A&M. But, the way it's set up here, it's set up for a team like Texas A&M, who has a tough schedule, to lose to Missouri and to lose to Texas and to still get in. And it's setting up for a team like Missouri, who should be out of it at 6-2 and 2-2 in the conference, to win their way back in. Or Oklahoma or Texas to win their way back in. Because every week in the SEC, you get a top 25 team against a top 25 team. It's a massive resume booster, right? And so the ACC doesn't have that. Because the brand name teams are down. But, you have to give Virginia credit. You got to give Georgia Tech credit. And really, Georgia Tech losing lost the ACC a lot of cred, because that was their team that had a couple of impressive wins, that was undefeated, that was a top 10 program, that had an opportunity. They're going to play Georgia at the end of the season. They have a real opportunity to make a statement there. But now, with their loss to NC State, they're on the outside looking in, because the ACC is probably going to be a one-bid league. And I don't agree with that at all. I think the P4 should be getting two teams in. I really do. And if you limited the SEC and the Big Ten to three teams, you would open up other spots for, a JMU or a Memphis or for another Big 12 team. I mean, you look at the Big 12 this season, BYU and Texas Tech are having an incredible season. They're going to meet today at 12 noon, and the loser of that one, it might be out of luck. Because the Big Ten and the SEC get the bias. They do. That's just my take on the college football playoffs. I will admit, though, I love the bracket. I thought the top 25 reveal was excellent television. It was entertaining. Had me on the edge of my seat. And it's made all of these games here in early November even more important. And the only problem with the 12 teams is the coaching carousel. Because it's become boom or bust. Soon as LSU is eliminated, boom, coach is done, right? Soon as Florida is eliminated, coach is done. And there's going to be another one. USC's coach was on the hot seat, Lincoln Riley, a couple weeks ago. Now, all of a sudden, they're sneaking maybe into the college football playoffs. If they miss out, he might end up getting canned. That's the one thing I don't like about this is it's become, hey, if we feel like our program deserves to be in every year, if you miss it, you're out. And it shouldn't be that way. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the Odyssey app. I appreciate Wes running the ones and twos. I did want to get to a couple of tweets here before we hand it off to Steve Zabin, the Zabin Show. James tweets me, "Hey, what I feel like the next OC is already on the staff, even if Cliff leaves. I don't think that's going to happen. I kind of think they would go out elsewhere." I know he's talking about the guy that they denied interviews last season. Sports Grumpy tweets me, "Awad, I want to know what lion meat tastes like. Who are the dogs on our team?" Who are the dogs on our team that are going to show up on Sunday? Maybe Debo, but he has not looked the same at all in the last few weeks. It's like he's playing through pain or something. Weatherby tweets me, "Awad, you can't get behind by points early in the game because then the quarterback tends to make mistakes because they are desperate to make some big plays." I totally agree. They have got to be able to run the ball. And like last year, we had so many third and shorts. That's the difference. I would love to be able to find out the difference in third and bleep versus this year, right? Third and blank. What's the average? Because I felt like last year the average was third and two, and this year it feels like third and six. And then I'd also love to look into, and I'll probably try to bring you this stats next week, but Jaden Daniels' time to release the ball. I think it was a lot quicker last year. He's not getting rid of it as quick as he did last year. He's not throwing to the open receiver. He's trying to make the big play happen. Part of that's because his team's always down and down early. Can we score in the first quarter tomorrow against the Lions? That's what I'll be praying for. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. Steve Zabin coming up next on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's Ice Cream Van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.